listening to the Agent Survival Guide podcast. A podcast for today's insurance agents. Informing. Educating. Empowering. Improving the way you do business in an industry that's anything but static. In today's episode, we're talking Medicare supplements. ASG Episode 53. When do Med Sup plans K, L, M, and N make sense? Written by Roxanne Anderson. Do you tend to place clients in Medicare supplement plans C, D, F, or G? While it's true these Med Sups cover the most out-of-pocket costs, never overlook plans K, L, M, and N. Keep listening as we take a closer look at these plans and how they work. We'll also break down the ideal clients for each plan type. Plan N. Now, you might be wondering why we're starting with Plan N. This particular MedSup has become an increasingly popular choice among shoppers. Enrollees pay premiums, copays like $20 for a doctor visit or $50 for ER visits that don't lead to inpatient admission, and a small deductible, the Part B deductible, which for 2018 is $183. In exchange, Plan N pays for 80% of foreign travel emergency costs and 100% of each of its Medigap benefits related to Medicare Part A, Part B coinsurance and copayments, blood, and skilled nursing facility care. Premium-wise, Plan N is generally 25% less expensive than Plan F. However, unlike Plans C, F, and G, it does not cover Part B excess charges. Plan N is ideal for clients who only visit the doctor a few times a year, those who value having a lower premium than Plan F, and live in states that don't allow excess charges. Those states are Connecticut, Massachusetts, Minnesota, New York, Ohio, Pennsylvania, Rhode Island, and Vermont. In these states, individuals' out-of-pocket costs typically just include the $183 Part B deductible plus any copays. The only difference between plans F and N in these states is that Plan F covers the Part B deductible, while Plan N does not. Plan K. A good starting point for a healthy client, Plan K covers 100% of the Part A coinsurance and hospital costs. Additionally, it pays for 50% of each of the remaining Medigap benefits related to Medicare Part A, Part B coinsurance and copayments, blood, and skilled nursing facility care. It does not cover the Part B deductible, Part B excess charges, or foreign travel emergency costs. Plan K does pay 100% of enrollees' Medicare-covered costs for the rest of the policy year after they meet the annual Part B deductible and the plan's annual maximum out-of-pocket limit, which for 2018 is $5,240. This plan is ideal for clients who are aging into Medicare, are accustomed to having employer coverage, have out-of-pocket expenses, and live in states that don't allow excess charges. Plan L. Plan L is similar to Plan K, but offers a little more protection. Like Plan K, Plan L pays 100% of the Part A coinsurance and hospital costs and does not cover the Part B deductible, Part B excess charges, or foreign travel emergency costs. Unlike Plan K, Plan L pays 75% of each of the remaining Medigap benefits related to Medicare Part A, Part B coinsurance and copayments, blood, and skilled nursing facility care. Once enrollees meet the annual Part B deductible and the plan's annual out-of-pocket maximum, which is $2,620 in 2018, Plan L pays 100% of their covered costs for the rest of the policy year. This plan is ideal for clients who have only minor health problems and live in states that don't allow excess charges. Plan M. Introduced in 2010, Plan M was created to reduce the national budget deficit and eliminate wasteful spending caused by frequent doctor visits. It pays 100% of the Part A coinsurance, hospital costs, and hospice care coinsurance and copayments, Part B coinsurance or copayments, the first three pints of blood, and skilled nursing facility care coinsurance. In addition, it pays 50% of the Part A deductible and 80% of foreign travel emergency costs. Like the other three plans we just mentioned, Plan M does not cover the Part B deductible or excess charges. This plan is ideal for clients who don't mind paying 50% of their hospital deductible and live in states that don't allow excess charges. So, which MedSup plan is right for your clients? It depends on their unique circumstances. Remember, your clients trust you to help them enroll in the right plan for their needs. If you sell a higher premium, benefit-rich MedSup plan to a client that may not need all that coverage, another agent might come along and put them in a more fitting, lower premium plan. Be sure to explore all your clients' options and thoroughly compare rates in your area. You're the expert. Continue to grow your business by showing that to those whom you advise. And if you're interested in finding out which MedSups are the most competitive in your local market, we'll have the link to our sales team in the show notes. You'll also find related articles and podcast episodes, as well as the links to our social pages, so be sure to check that out too. That's all for this episode of the Agent Survival Guide podcast. The best way to stay up to date with all the content we have to offer is by subscribing to our feed. New episodes are automatically downloaded to your device, so you don't have to worry about missing out. You can subscribe on Podbean, on the Apple Podcast app, on Stitcher, and we're now available on Spotify. So please, we would love it if you would subscribe to our feed. And again, you can do that in your preferred podcast app of choice. Thanks for listening to this episode of the ASG podcast. We'll see you next episode.